Hello, everybody. UWP Professor George here today. Today's marketing subject is funnel strategies. Now, the funnel strategy is a very interesting and effective marketing tool. And the idea behind it is you have a wide area at the top of the funnel, and this is for customers and prospects who are aware of your business. And then they go through what's called a conversion process. So they're aware of your business, they get interested in your business, they engage with your business, they seek information, and then they go through a purchasing process and ultimately become customers of your business at the bottom of the funnel. And you can have various funnels for various parts of your business. Also, funnels look very different depending on what type of business you're in. For example, if you have a lot of customers who buy small quantities, you're going to have a very wide part of the funnel as it flows through to purchases. If you have a business where, like you do consulting or house type of construction, you're going to have relatively few prospects at the top, and those are going to convert to jobs in a relatively narrow funnel. So developing and implementing funnel strategies can improve your effectiveness of your marketing and your return on investment, because you'll be able to see as your customers move through the funnel where you can impact their purchasing decisions. It also helps you to identify the target customer's buying process so that you can influence it. So that's really the first step, is who is your target customer? And then the second step is you want to plot that journey from the customer from awareness through purchase. Now, this concept also brings into it one way to look at your funnel is the ever-present ADA method that we use in marketing. And the ADA stands for A, awareness, I, interest, D, desire, and A for action. So the customer becomes aware, they are interested in your product or service, they desire it, and then they go to some sort of action. So ADA is a very common tool that we use also when we're developing promotional tools such as advertising and promotions. Also, we use it a lot in digital promotion as well. So when we go through awareness, interest, desire, and action, certain promotion tools work better at various parts of the funnel. So for example, advertising is a very good way, very good method to increase awareness in your business. Public relations can be a very good way of increasing awareness in your business. Advertising and public relations are horrible for driving people to actually buy something. Now, they do work on occasion, and for certain products they'd work. Most of the time, we're looking at those type of mass advertising tools to create awareness. And then when we get into interest and desire, their promotions will kick in. So you may do an ad for a product, and then you offer a promotion on it. Maybe it's a delayed billing. Maybe it's a free item with the purchase of the promotion of the product or something like that. That's going to create interest and desire. It's also called the call to action. We can also use digital across these platforms. Now, I'm not a big fan of digital for the awareness side of things, although it is used quite often, especially in social media. And if you have enough money and resources, you can do display advertising. But typically, digital kind of works a little better down in the interest, desire, and action part of it. So for example, let's say you have a promotion that you're running, you want to attract some people to your store. They may be interested enough in it in your store to follow you on a social media. Well, you already have an interest there, and then you can create that desire, and then you can actually entice them to come to your store. But most of the time, down into desire and action, that's where we're going to use personal selling to close the orders. Now, using personal selling up in the awareness side of the funnel is very expensive. It can be done. And if you have a relatively small, high-value target customer, you can use personal selling for awareness. But most of the time, we're creating leads through awareness, interest, and desire, and then personal selling will close the deal. So that's kind of a way how we would use our promotion tools as we work through the purchase funnel of awareness, then down into interest, down into desire, then down into action and actually purchasing. Another place where digital marketing is used in the funnel is in search. Guys, think about this for a minute. You have a customer that goes on a Google and they type in some term that they're interested in. Well, they're already down into the funnel. So therefore, you can already create awareness, interest, desire, and then an action too, especially if the customer is a long ways through their purchasing process, and now they're into the search, they've decided to buy something, and they're into the search phase of their purchasing process. And if you ever want to try this out, go on and just type in a model of cars and see what you get on a search like that. I'll tell you a lot about how you can use those as an example to develop your own funnel strategies. So let's take a look at an example of how maybe a funnel would be used in this particular context. Let's say that you wanted to generate sales of $1,000 to your target market, and you generally sell a few items of pretty high value to reach that $1,000. And let's say that we've done our research on some mass advertising, and we can generate 1,000 views of our advertising for about $50. And we might be able to do that through some sort of an ad in a local newspaper, or maybe some ads on display advertising in digital. And then those ads can generate 100 visits to your website. Now you see that a lot these days, where what we're trying to do is we try to generate a visit to a website, because once they come to that website, that's in the interest part of the funnel. They're aware of it. Oh, okay, I'm aware of this. I'm interested in more information. So then let's say I can generate 100 visits to the website, and then I have a promotion on there, and I generate 10 inquiries on the promotion, and they can inquire on the promotion through email or social media or phone, or actually make a phone call on this. And then the business uses personal selling to close two sales of $500 each. So they generated, if they close two sales of $500, that's $1,000, and they spent $50. That's a 20-to-1 spend, which is excellent, by the way. But note that the wide part of the funnel, the 1,000 views, works through the process all the way down to a narrow actual sales. And that's how the funnel really can add value to your marketing strategies and allow you to not only understand your target customer better, but also understand how your target customer moves through awareness, interest, desire, and then action. And then the last part of it, you can actually measure the results of this, because we can measure website visits, you can measure inquiries, and you can measure sales. All of these type of really key marketing concepts are facilitated and empowered through the application of a funnel strategy. So that's it for this week. Good selling, good marketing, and remember, ADA, awareness, sometimes it's also called attention. We often use attention in ads, but we're going to use awareness today. Awareness, interest, desire, and action. And then apply that to your funnel, the attention and awareness at the top of the funnel, desire, and flows down in interest, and then that flows down into desire, and then it flows down into actually taking action. This is a great tool for us to use when designing, implementing, and measuring marketing strategies.